This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1939. How do you want your eggs? Cracking up with All Ears English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you know what to say when the server asks you how you want your eggs? Today, find out what to say in a typical American breakfast situation to get your eggs exactly as you want them.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. How's everything going? I don't know about you, but I'm craving eggs right now.
You are. Lindsay, how do you like your eggs?
Oh my gosh, I like my eggs nice and runny.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like runny eggs. They like scrambled eggs. But I like my eggs, obviously, if it's going to be runny, like it has to be hot. Like it can't be cool runny.
Right.
But like I said, a little bit of runniness is great. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I like that as well. So we were just talking before we started the episode, guys. So Lindsay, you said you eat eggs mostly on the weekends, right?
Yeah, I like to order. My favorite way to order eggs is definitely through like a sandwich. Like when I was on the East Coast, it was often a bagel, egg and cheese sandwich. I can't find that as much out here, actually. Out here, you find more breakfast burritos.
So,
it's hard to find a bagel, egg and cheese sandwich, but that is my favorite. Or any kind of bread, like a nice sourdough. Oh,
sourdough is good.
So good. Yes.
Sourdough.
What about you? How do you like to take your eggs?
I usually have them over easy or, you know, like a fried egg, basically, but also kind of runny. I like that. But I usually have them in the morning with a wrap and a little bit of fruit and some nuts and.
Oh, nice. High protein.
Well balanced. Yeah. High protein.
I bet some of our listeners are eating eggs right now because I know of you guys like to listen to All Ears English when you eat breakfast. So enjoy your eggs. And while you're at it, hit follow on this podcast. Right, Michelle?
Please do while you're at it. If you haven't hit follow on the podcast yet, please do so because, guys, you can miss out if you are not following us.
Yeah, you want to
miss out.
No, you don't want to miss out. You want to hang out with Lindsay and Michelle 4 days a week. Aubrey's on here too a few times a week. So we're all here having a great time. If you love to consume podcasts on YouTube, you have a great opportunity to check out this episode and other ones on YouTube. So go over to YouTube, type in All Ears English, and this episode will be there.
All right. I love it. So, guys, if you couldn't guess, today we're talking about eggs. So, since they are such a breakfast staple, it's good to know how to order them just the way you like them. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, this shows, I guess sometimes you might have a business breakfast, but it's more rare. You know, breakfast is more for you and a partner or you and a friend, but it's nice to be able to order things as you like it. Right. This is the sign of being comfortable in a new country. Or in a business trip or a travel, like a tourism trip, being comfortable with, you know, ordering things as you like them, not in the easiest way, right?
Right. That's true. You want to be able to get what you actually want. So we want to give you the language to say that, because eggs are very versatile. Tons of different ways you can order eggs. And guys, there were even some that I didn't include in this because there were just too many eggs.
There's a ton. And that makes me wonder, actually, for our listeners, are there just as many ways in their languages? I guess so, right? Or maybe if eggs aren't commonly eaten in different cultures, mm-hmm. there wouldn't be a lot of different ways. But a lot of cultures consume eggs. They're cheap, they're high protein, and they're healthy. They're organic, you know, they're healthy. So
yay, eggs.
Yay, eggs.
Just realized I had another microphone sneaking into my view.
Michelle, you have microphones coming out of the woodwork. What's going on?
I don't know how long it's been there, but I think it just swung in. Sorry.
She takes her job very seriously. Microphones everywhere.
Yes. Okay, so here we go. So guys, we also have other episodes about food. There are even more than this, but what I wanted to choose a couple. So number 1403 was grab a slice and learn pizza vocabulary in the U.S. Pizza.
Yeah. And I remember when we did that one and we talked about, you know, in New York City, you know, people grab a slice and they get the huge pizza and fold it over and walk home, walk to the subway. It's a very New York experience. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So awesome. And what was the other episode that we had?
Okay. That was 706. What do typical Americans eat at home? So go check out that episode to find out the answer.
Love it. Okay. So Let's get cracking.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, did you plan that pun?
I didn't.
You're good with puns. You're really good with it. I gotta be honest. I would never have thought of that. So good.
But guys, just to explain the joke, let's get cracking is something that you can say to like say, let's get started, but then there's also to crack an egg.
So good. Well, joke. It made me laugh, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? So all right, here we go. So first one, scrambled. What are scrambled eggs, Lindsay?
Well, in my mind, this is kind of the most standard way that people take their eggs, right? So it's everything's all mixed up in there in the pan, right? Very common at, hotel buffets with varying levels of kind of like wetness and dryness. Yeah. It depends, right? It depends on where you're eating.
Watery, watery. Or with cheese, lots of cheese.
Ooh, I like that. I will have to say, I love cheese and eggs together. Me too. Hard-boiled egg, next one, Michelle.
Hard-boiled eggs. So that's when you boil them and then you take the shell off. So they're just, it's kind of a whole egg. But I love hard-boiled eggs actually, but I don't have them very often because they're not that easy to make. And when I do have them, I usually only eat the whites. I don't really like
you don't like the yolk of an egg?
I do like that. Not when it's hard.
Not when it's hard boiled.
Okay, it's just dry. Like I don't really get that.
I find the whole egg white thing, other than I get what you mean about it is kind of dry. You get a pass for that, but the whole egg white thing, no, I just can't do it. When I need the yolk, especially when the eggs are scrambled or other ways. I just get bored with just egg whites alone. I know it's healthier, but I can't do it.
No, it's really just for that context. Every once in a while, if I'm getting an omelet, I'll say, an egg white omelet. But like very rarely.
Rarely. Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs are kind of a love it or hate it thing. People feel very strongly about their thoughts on hard-boiled eggs, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. For me, it's mostly annoying to make. You can actually buy them just in a bag, like already made, but I don't really do that. What's another way?
Okay, next one is sunny side up. This is really native and natural vocabulary here. So this is where the yolk is up, and it might be a little bit runny, but a lot of these are similar. Like, isn't sunny side up a lot like over easy or medium?
I think so. So I learned a bit about eggs because I realized that I'm a little confused about.
I am too. Well, that's why we're doing this episode. That's why I just say I like them runny.
Right. I know. And so I think what it is like these ones are all like fried eggs, right? Like so sunny side up. It's like you put them in a pan and
mix it up. It just,
Right. You just put the egg in them. That's how mine mostly happened. So, okay. I actually was looking at a website, some egg website. I can't remember the name, to get some help.
We need some help, clearly. And our listeners definitely could use some help here. We need to know. So what's the difference then between sunny side up and over easy?
Okay. So I think what it is sunny side up is technically you just leave it and you don't flip it.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. But over easy.
is you flip it over mm-hmm. and then you can have it over easy where it's still runny. It's still kind of runny, but it's like fried runny. It's like you flipped it over, but it's still runny. But medium is cooked a little longer. And then hard is when it's like, you know, just like a fried egg where there's no runniness.
I see. Okay. Because I've always been a little confused between medium and over easy and sunny side up. But
unless you don't flip it, and it's just about how long you cook it for. But I think it's including the flip.
Yeah. If you want to be really safe and you don't want to get anything runny, just ask for scrambled, right? You can't go wrong. That is the most standard way to do it. But then there's omelet, right? You want an omelet, which is kind of a totally different meal, right? It's not the same as just ordering two eggs. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So I actually have a friend who... It was such a joke. We were at a restaurant and it says like, oh, two eggs any style.
She said omelet style?
Yes.
No, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so let's talk about that. And then there was kind of like a discussion with the waitress, and there was some debate because then there was a separate menu where you could order a separate menu item of just ordering an omelet. So let's talk about that, Lindsay. So why did you kind of say, well, what omelet?
Well, it's totally separate. When I think of an omelet, I mean, I guess you could technically make an omelet with just an egg, but it normally has a lot more in it, like cheese and vegetables and other things, right? So I think I would also be really confused if I were that server. Oh, God, I feel bad for the server.
Yeah, well, we would not let my friend hear the end of it. He's like, how do you want your eggs?
What did he say? Omelet?
Yeah, he said he wants it in an omelet style.
No, not where I come from. So, guys, in our opinion, it's totally different. Don't answer how do you like your eggs or how do you want your eggs by saying omelet. Avoid that.
Oh, my God. I am going to tell him to listen to this episode. there's something about it because that's just, it's a different thing. Like an omelet is a different thing.
It's a different meal. It's usually on a separate section of the menu.
Right
Michelle? Like usually there's a whole page or two, just eggs, right? Yeah. And then there's actually usually a full page on different kinds of omelets you could order. Right. Cheese and mushroom or spinach or who knows what. Right.
Yeah.
What's a frittata, by the way?
Okay, so a frittata. Oh, you never had a frittata?
I don't know. I don't know if I have. All I remember is that commercial where she's like, my frittata.
Right? I don't remember.
Okay, never mind. All right.
My frittata. I have to look into that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, so I was also looking into the difference between an omelet and a frittata. I think a frittata is more folded, like an omelet, but folded.
Yeah, and isn't it a bit drier? Kind of like just not as...
I think of a frittata is almost more like a quiche.
Yeah.
Like, it's like more like a little bit of a cake. It's thicker than an omelet. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would make sense if what I looked up said you fold it.
That does make sense. I like quiche. Do you like quiche?
I do like quiche.
Yeah, yummy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But guys, there are tons of other ways you can have your eggs. So we went over some of the basics. But let's say that you are at a restaurant and you, like we said, you would see something on the menu, like two eggs, any style, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then you might hear the waiter or waitress say something like, oh, how do you like your eggs? Or how do you want your eggs?
So common, guys. We want to be ready for this moment. You are definitely going to get this question. Yeah. So let's do a role play to show our listeners how to do it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'll have the breakfast special.
All right, great. Do you want sausage or bacon?
Sausage.
And how do you like your eggs?
I'll have them sunny side up.
Great.
All right, pretty straightforward and easy, right?
Exactly. Yes. And then I made a note about the omelet or the frittata would be likely listed in a separate section.
Yeah, I think so. With the quiche, right?
right. With the quiche. And then the quiche. We already kind of talked about this, egg whites, right? Like, so sometimes somebody might want, maybe they're health conscious or whatever. They might, I mean, although eggs are healthy, it's just not like a million of them, right? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think eggs are pretty healthy. I mean, the thing I have with egg whites is it feels like you don't get any food when you cut out the yolk. Like, you
it's
get
true.
The, yeah. Yeah. It's
the yolk
very
is
scant.
Where like, yeah, I feel like the yolk is where most of the nutrition is.
It feels like it to me, but I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist.
I don't know. I'm not a dietitian. Yeah. But typically it's funny though, because an egg white omelet is usually extra, right? Haven't you seen that on menus where it's like egg white, egg white, substitute egg whites for $2 more or something.
Right. But you're actually getting less food, right? You're taking out something, but it's more expensive. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that funny? I guess because they have to do the whole
extra work,
thing,
right? Take
with
the thing
eggs.
Out.
I don't know if you're looking at me right now, Lindsay, but I. Yeah,
I know what you mean. I've seen it. They do that thing. I don't know how to do it, but they do it.
I've tried, and it's hard.
Okay, nice. I love it. Yeah. Okay. What else, Michelle? What else do we need to know?
Well, I mean, and then if you are ordering an omelet, you have to decide what you want in it. Sometimes they might say, like, you know, add your items. It might be a certain amount of money for each. Item, or they might have specific right. kinds of omelet, like Tex-Mex omelet, or, you know, meat lovers omelet, or, you know, broccoli and cheese omelet, stuff like that.
Right. I think it would be common on a menu, guys, at a diner or any breakfast place in the United States to see something like build your own, like omelets, build your own is what you can see. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Build your own. So if you were going to build your own omelet, what do you like to put on it?
Oh, I would definitely go for cheese. Spinach. I love a little greens in the morning sometimes. And like mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms. I love that. Mm. Cheese, spinach, and mushrooms, but lots of cheese, Michelle.
Which kind of cheese?
Oh, any kind. Mostly cheddar. I think cheddar goes so nicely with eggs. Cheddar and eggs. Ugh, love it. But I would take like fancier cheeses, Gruyere or something too. Oh. I don't discriminate when it comes to cheese, Michelle.
Good.
What about
That's
you?
That's like a quote I want to put on a poster with your face on it.
It's
I don't know. Lindsay McMahon, 2022. I don't discriminate against
when it comes to cheese.
When it comes to cheese, yes. What about me? Yeah, I also like cheddar cheese, maybe provolone, maybe Swiss. And I like it. I don't know. I just say dump a whole bunch of stuff in there, like any vegetable. Like I like even onions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could do broccoli, mushrooms for sure. So I love everything.
Ooh, what about sweet potatoes? Have you ever put sweet potatoes in a...
Oh.
That could be interesting.
I haven't. Have you?
I haven't, but I'm thinking it could be good. Maybe. I don't know.
It would be good.
Yeah. All right. Do we have one more role play for our listeners?
Let's do one more egg role play.
Okay, so in this case, we're talking about ordering an omelet, right, Michelle?
Now we're talking about omelets. Okay.
All right. I'll have the 3-egg omelet. Oh, but can I get egg whites?
Yes, definitely.
Great.
Well, what do you want on your omelet?
I'll have mushrooms, tomatoes, cheese, and spinach.
Huh. What kind of cheese?
Well, what kind do you have?
Swiss, cheddar, or Munster?
I'll go with Swiss.
Great. Coming right up.
Oh, man. Swiss is the one cheese that I just can't really get on board with. I like every other kind of cheese on earth. Swiss has a weird taste to me.
So I just bought Swiss cheese. And I don't know. I think I'm having, like, I'm falling in love with it again.
Oh, you're coming back to Swiss. Okay, that works.
I don't know. I just said, I have Swiss and cheddar in my fridge and mozzarella.
Oh, man. I would go for
lots
the cheddar.
Lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese. Yeah. Gotta love cheese. If you like cheese, go to Vermont. In the United States, obviously go to France if you love cheese. But in the U.S., go to Vermont. It's a great place to find really good cheese. So, yeah. Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners here?
Should we go through this or should we?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's go through it real quick. Yes.
All right. I guess we were more... I guess we kind of just... added on our this is kind of a new role play it wasn't
yeah,
specifically
this is a,
it,
new, mm-hmm, a new extension role play just the idea of I think today's episode, Michelle, is more about being ready for what your waitress is going to ask you when you're at that diner, right
mm-hmm. So yeah, like, oh, can I you order the 3-egg omelet. I said, what do you want on your omelet? What kind of cheese? And then you said, what kind do you have? I'll go with Swiss. Great. Right. So
yeah,
whole exchange.
And that one would be a good bonus for our listeners today. I'll go with. I love that one. Great bonus. That'll probably be in the app, right? The iOS or Android app. To go with something, again, is a creative way to say, I'm choosing this. This is what I want. Right, Michelle, mm-hmm. do you say that a lot? I'll go with.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a cool, casual way to request something, order something.
Yeah, and it's good to keep it casual. It's just breakfast. I know. Let's be casual. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy. Let's be polite. You know, just I'll go with this. I'll go with that. It's easy. Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, guys, if you like eggs, you have come to the right place. Now you know how to order different kinds of eggs the way that you like them. You can order omelets. You can order sunny side up. You know about our taste in eggs. This has been a very eggy episode, and we've cracked a lot of jokes.
Michelle, you're good. You're good.
And yeah, so try this out next time you go out for breakfast or any meal, because you can have eggs many times of the day.
Yeah, such a common staple in the American diet, guys. And give it a try and hit follow on this podcast if you love All Ears English. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out as always. I'll see you very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. This is fun. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.